You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. I've been a little bit under the weather the last day. I have a sinus infection that simply won't go away. Last night I developed a fever, but I woke up this morning without the fever and felt really great. But about 2 to 3 hours into the morning, the fever returned, and I did try to sleep to see if I could shake it, but it's actually gotten a little worse. So today, I did promise to do an hour show. I simply cannot do an hour show, but there is a subject that's so compelling that I must speak out on, and I've already this week have done one show, but there has been an update to this. And that is in regards to the Planned Parenthood video that was secretly recorded at a restaurant, and initially I was going to actually broadcast about 9 minutes of it. It's about a 9-minute video, and that's an excerpt from the entire footage that's over 2 hours. And the reason I was going to do that is most talk radio shows are not broadcasting it, and I've decided not to broadcast it, mainly because of the nature of the conversation and the fact that you can't, because it's a restaurant, you have a lot of ambient noise, so it's hard to truly hear the exact words. Now, obviously, the people sitting at the table can hear it, but remember, this video was filmed secretly. This was very much an ambush or setup situation where you had two actor activists that are very much pro-life posing as representatives of a bioengineering company that would be in the market for body parts. So that was the discussion at the luncheon. Now, what I urge you to do is to at least listen to that video. And it's about 9 minutes. And let me, and for those that are new to the show, I need to say this, and I should have said it up front. The way you listen to the Pronk Pop Show is go to the companion blog for the show, which is PronkPops.wordpress.com. The very top of the page, you'll see my photograph with me in the studio, and below it, you'll have links to the most recent shows, 60 to 80 shows. And the show I'm doing today is the 507th show, and I hope to have it up either later this evening or at the very latest sometime Saturday. And keep that in mind. Right now, this program is being streamed, and people do listen to the stream, but most of my listeners listen via podcast because that enables them to listen at their convenience as well as listen to not only this show, but past shows. And it usually takes a while before people listen to the most current shows, unless by accident they're specifically looking for this. And I would say most of my listeners are purposely doing a search looking for audio on a subject. And what happens is they get a list of what appears to be appropriate links. And that's how they discover the Pronk Pop Show and listen to the show, and some become regular listeners. Many are, though, just one-time listeners. They're looking for something specific. They listen to the show, and I have no way of knowing whether they listen to the entire show. But the reason I point this, the companion blog out, I have a lot of additional information. While the show is at the very top, and it's always the first show, Like I said, I have about 60 to 80 of the most recent, but underneath that, I have a lot of information. Like today, and this is a little bit unusual, but I've done it in the past, I have a number of quotes from St. Augustine, Edmund Burke, Henry David Thoreau, Thomas Hardy, Stephen Ambrose, Ardent, and it's about good and evil, because that's what we're talking about here. I think Planned Parenthood, not all of Planned Parenthood, and this is the problem. Some, or even, I would even say a lot of what Planned Parenthood does, I have absolutely no problem with. And that's what they trumpet. They trumpet the fact that they provide health care for women. I'm all right with that. I have no problem with that. But that's not where they make most of their money. Most of their money, not all, but most, are made performing abortions. While the number of abortions has slowly been declining in the United States, it's still way too high. The number of abortions performed by Planned Parenthood have gone up, up, and up. I think most recent statistics, it's just under 300,000. And about a million of those abortions, a million plus in some years, is the total for the United States. So you can see that Planned Parenthood is by far the largest provider of abortions. Now, they will argue it's a woman's right to control their body. Generally, again, I agree, but up to a point. Yes, it's your body, and you have a right to control it and a right to, if you need medical services, to go to one of their clinics. But there is a line, however, that they cross. In the United States today, homicide is illegal throughout all the states in the United States, as well as its territories. Homicide is illegal. And my view is very simple. Killing a baby in a womb is homicide. Makes no difference to me who performs it. If a doctor performs it, he is guilty of homicide, and the mother is guilty of aiding and abetting the doctor. In other words, they're involved in a very evil act, killing the life of another human being. That is the line they cross. That is a line that they make money out of. And again, I'm not against people making a living or making money, but not when it involves what I consider illegal activity. And homicide is illegal activity. But their response is, it's a woman's body, and if she wants to kill a baby in the womb, that's her right. No, it's not. They do not want to talk about and confront the fact that what they're doing is killing a human being. Now, they'll try to make the distinction, well, it's not born yet, it's not outside the womb, as if that's a distinction with a difference. It's not. And it's not a question as to when the baby becomes viable. It's still a human being trying to develop, grow into a human that can survive outside of the womb. Now, what I urge you to do is to first listen to the video, and I believe it's the third one. I maybe should have made it the first, but it's the third video, and it's 8 minutes and 52 seconds. Roughly, it's 9 minutes long. And on the left side, you have a picture of a doctor, director of medical research for Planned Parenthood, having lunch, eating a salad, drinking wine with the people that are interviewing her, and they're obviously asking questions and getting answers. On the right-hand side, you have the text of what's being said. If the audio was much better, I would play the entire video. But because of the background noise, I know it's hard to hear. That's why you almost have to read it. Now, after a while, you get a little bit used to it and can pick it up. That's why I'm not playing it. I really wish someone with audio skills would get out all that ambient noise. Now, once you do that, Planned Parenthood would scream while you're editing this. They're screaming already that this is taken out of context. Sometimes that's a legitimate complaint, and I can understand their sensitivity to it. That's why I think it was a smart thing for this organization to publish the entire video, knowing that very, very few people are going to listen to the entire video. Probably Planned Parenthood did, or at least its lawyers did, as well as the people that were responsible for this. So listen to that, then listen to the very first video. And this is Richards, head of the Planned Parenthood, the Federation. Yes, she's the daughter of former governor, since deceased, of Texas, Ann Richards. And she tries to make the case that they did have some problems with the video. The tone was not right. Oh yes, the tone is offensive. But what's truly offensive is not the tone. It's what's being said and discussed and the actions they do. They're selling organs, parts, tissue of aborted babies. And when they do the abortion, they make sure, for example, some of the popular organs that various entities want are hearts, lungs, livers. And the lady says, when we do an abortion, we either knowing that we want to harvest those organs and tissues, we crush the baby either below that area or above it. What is she referring to? The killing of a baby. And that's what's getting a lot of people upset. This video has been the talk of talk radio for several days now. I think it will extend into the weekend because it's getting a lot of people outraged. Now, after you've listened to those two videos, there are two more that I would almost say is required. One is a short video, 5 minutes and 34 seconds, and it's entitled What So-Called Pro-Choicers Cannot Watch from Start to Finish. And the reason it's titled that, it shows the development through time of a baby in the womb. And it's very clear it's a human being. And I'll be the first to admit, up to about 21, 22 weeks, most babies born in that period usually expire. They're not viable. Beyond that, there have been babies, for example, born 23 weeks from the start of pregnancy that today are adults. And what you need to understand, that the number of weeks has gone down, down, and down. Who knows what the lower limit is? I point this out because one of the arguments is, well, they're not viable, so we can kill them. If the baby was left alone, not tortured, and that's what this is, it's inflicting pain and torture on a baby in the womb. If that wasn't happening, and you see the baby actually fighting for its life, in the second video called the Silent Scream. So you have some homework, and that one is a little bit longer, and this was produced, I believe, in the 60s. It's a little bit dated, but it shows a sonogram where a doctor is going in and performing an abortion, in essence, killing, torturing, inflicting pain on the baby, and the baby is fighting it. These are not easy videos to watch, and parent discretion is definitely advised. But I'm of the belief that many, many people, if they actually saw what was happening in the womb, and because of the advances in technology you can with a sonogram, many people, even people that performed abortions, stopped. And that's including the gentleman presenting the Silent Scream. He was a leading abortionist in New York City. He stopped. As did other people as a result of seeing what was actually happening to the baby in the womb. The babies are fighting for their life. That's why I'm very much pro-life. And there's nothing that the pro-abortion or pro-choice groups can say that will convince me, because I consider what they're doing, the killing of babies, as being evil. Whether it's performed by a doctor, with the aid of a nurse, and the willingness of the women to go through with this, in other words, provide their consent, they are all conspiring to murder a baby. It's homicide, and it needs to be stopped because it's not rare in the United States. Even though the number of abortions have been gradually going down, down, and down, approximately every day about 3,300 plus babies are aborted. They're killed every day throughout the year. So you're looking at about a million, sometimes more, sometimes less, abortions in the United States every year. Now, that doesn't include the rest of the world. But abortion is not rare. It's the mass killing of human beings. And it goes on across the United States, including Dallas, Texas. Every time I go to the bookstore, there's an abortion clinic on Greenville Avenue that I pass. Sometimes there are protesters demonstrating. But that's just one of many abortion clinics throughout the United States. Now, Texas has been successful in shutting down many of them because they really need to have certain capabilities on hand in case the abortion is not the usual procedure. In other words, there are complications and they have to go to the hospital. And that's required of clinics across Texas. And because of that, the expense of upgrading their facilities, several of the facilities in Texas have been closed. And Planned Parenthood has made much of that. But that is what our lawmakers are doing in Austin, in Texas. But that is always subject to change. The message I'm trying to get across is you have to speak up. You got to take a stand because what you're looking at is very much evil. Many people don't want to couch it in that terms. Many people simply don't want to talk about it. Even though they might be pro-life, they don't want to talk about it. Many talk show hosts, I can remember one specifically, banned this from being a discussion on any of his shows. I believe he was pro-abortion, but he did not want to discuss this at all. I can understand why, because it doesn't matter what your profession is, your income, your wealth, your religion. When you commit evil, an evil act, and I believe murder or homicide is an evil act, that is going to weigh on your conscience forever. Now, some people are perfectly capable of dismissing this, and they're usually those that are for pro-choice. I'm for choice. I'm a classical liberal. I'm all for choice, provided the choices are for legal products and services. As a matter of fact, I'm for a lot of competition and a lot of choice. And we have it, whether it's automobiles, homes, breakfast cereal, bread, groceries, clothing, entertainment. The United States gives its people a lot of choices. Some would say too many choices, but I say all the merrier. It is up to the people that are producing these goods and services to try to anticipate what the American people or consumers want. We're not so much talking needs, we're talking wants. And those businesses that can accomplish that usually get very, very wealthy. So I'm all for competition. I'm all for choice. In other words, many choices for every individual product. But there is a line that you can't cross. I'm not for choice when it comes to homicide or the murder of a human being. Whether it's a baby outside the womb, a child, an adult, I'm not for murdering someone. Now, I'm quickly challenged on that. Well, what about capital punishment? Because Texas leads the country in terms of capital punishment. I think we executed someone this week. I'm for capital punishment, primarily because it can be a deterrent. Doesn't mean it's always a deterrent. But should you take another human being's life and are convicted by your peers in a trial, a jury, they find you guilty, and during the punishment phase decide that your punishment is forfeiting your life, I favor that. That is a question of the rule of law and preventing human beings from casually killing other people. Now, you're always going to get a question of intent, premeditation. I'm not going to get into that, but that's for the jury to decide. And we leave it to juries to decide the innocence and guilt of people when they commit homicide, whether homicide is the right charge, whether it should be manslaughter or some lesser charge, as well as if the person is found guilty, what is the appropriate punishment? Is it life imprisonment with no option for parole, even after 30, 40 years? And it gets very expensive, depending on what prison you're in. Anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000 every year it costs to keep someone in jail. And yes, the United States, even though it has about 5% of the population, as the president was pointing out, has a large percentage of its population incarcerated in prisons and jail. And I believe that entire issue should be looked at for the simple reason it costs taxpayers a lot of money to incarcerate people. For the money that we pay in terms of the prison, the guards, the food, the clothing, that could put someone through college and make them productive. Does that mean we should open the jail doors? Absolutely not. You need to make a distinction between those that have engaged in violent behavior, where they may not have killed somebody, but they could have raped them, assaulted them, in other words, done damage to that human being. And yes, they need to repay society for their actions. So I'm a strong rule of law person, as well as a law and order person. And though I am for very much pro-life, it's unfortunate, but you do have people that will kill other human beings. Fortunately, it's the exception, not the rule. But in the United States, it varies from year to year. You're looking over 10,000, usually 10, 11, 12,000. And that's very high. And it's a result of many causes, which we simply don't have time to cover in this show. But I wanted to focus in on the remarks of Mrs. Richards, or Miss Richards, I don't know if she's married or not, the head, Planned Parenthood, the Federation, and emphasizing the tone. I'll agree the tone is terrible, but what's truly terrible is the actions that they're discussing rather casually at a lynch. Now, it would be just as reprehensible if this was in an office. I'm not making the point this shouldn't have been discussed at lunch. That is not the point. What they're talking about is first killing the baby, crushing it, either above or below the body parts that they want to harvest, which, by the way, is illegal. And then selling various body parts to organizations that do medical research. And they're very sensitive to this issue. That's why I'm not surprised that Planned Parenthood has responded. I don't think you've heard the last of this. I think this is just the early stages, because I believe there will be investigations to see if Planned Parenthood has truly crossed the line. I think they have. Now, they want to emphasize, and this is their defense, we don't do this unless the woman consents. Why they emphasize, well, we're helping women and providing health care. They put the blame clearly on the woman. Well, she gave her consent, as if that makes it all right. Yes, she gave her consent to kill her baby, and she gave her consent to sell the body parts. As far as I'm concerned, they're both crimes, felonies, and the women and the doctors and nurses and the personnel involved in this should be prosecuted. That is not a popular opinion today amongst the progressive liberals. But what's going on? And why are they trying to cut this off of the past? Now, they're blaming, which is only natural. Well, this was a pro-life organization that was trying to go after Planned Parenthood. No, they were. That's true, but they were exposing Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is not going to voluntarily discuss this in public, especially on video, and have it filmed and recorded. So you literally have to go undercover to get Planned Parenthood and its representatives to discuss this. The problem is, when the public becomes aware of this and spends the time listening to it, they're revolted by it. Some don't even want to listen to the video. It is somewhat graphic, but it's three people sitting around a table in a restaurant, sipping wine, eating salad, eating lunch, and discussing the killing of babies, their butchering, and then selling the body parts. That is disturbing. I would not have young children listen to this, and I'm warning you. But I think you should listen to it, because it really exposes Planned Parenthood in terms of what they're really about. And like I said in my introduction, I'm all for providing health care through various clinics, whether it's Planned Parenthood or other organizations, providing health care, whether it's a doctor, a therapist, a nurse. And it's usually helping people that are indigent, in other words, poor, or really don't have any resources. I'm all for that. What I'm not for is killing every day over 3,300, sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less, babies across this nation. That is what is morally reprehensible. And yes, we need a national discussion, but this is something that the progressives and the liberals really don't want to talk about. And one of the reasons is this. What population group, up until fairly recently, is Planned Parenthood targeting? It's primarily blacks and Hispanics and low-income or poor whites. Now, they've recently somewhat refocused their attention and are putting abortion clinics, or at least offices, in malls where middle-class or upper-middle-class people shop. But the history of Planned Parenthood really starts with Margaret Sanger, the founder of it. It has changed its name, by the way. She initially was against abortion. She was for contraceptives or birth control. But the problem I have with her, she was, in essence, a racist. She wanted to kill blacks and poor whites and Hispanics. In other words, people of color. That's the history that they don't really want to focus in on. Because the results of their activity today, every day, are doing exactly that. Blacks, for example, make slightly less than 13% of the population. Now, again, that number has gone down and continues to go down. And I think within 10, 20 years, it definitely will be under 12%. Now, why? In terms of proportion of abortions, more than a third of the abortions, like 35, 36% of the abortions that are performed, is blacks that make up the largest percentage, followed by Hispanics and then whites. So why blacks and Hispanics make a smaller percentage of the overall population in terms of abortions, it's disproportionate in terms of the numbers. And Planned Parenthood is deliberately targeting blacks and Hispanics and poor whites by placing their clinics either near or in the neighborhoods of blacks and Hispanics where they live, doing target marketing. And ostensibly, it's planning a family, providing health care. When you cut through the rhetoric a large percent of the revenues that they earn are from abortions, and that is what they primarily emphasize, focus in on, and promote. And they sell it to the general population. Well, it's a woman's right to control her body. I agree, it's a woman's right to control her body, but that does not mean she has a right to kill a baby in a womb, because that's another human being. As far as I'm concerned, it's a homicide. The doctor and the nurse are killing the baby, but the woman that sought out the doctor and nurse is aiding and abetting, and they all are committing felonies, but they're not prosecuted. They should be. And now that we've exposed, taken down the mask of Planned Parenthood in this video as to ultimately what happens to those killed babies, they're sold part by part by part. And what's not sold is thrown out in dumpsters and dumped in garbage lots across the nation. In other words, it's evil, it's disrespect for life, and it's tolerated. And it's definitely not rare. That's where we've come in the last 50 to 60 years. Actually, in the last 80 years. This did not happen overnight. And you had people, you had the eugenics movement that were supported both by Republicans and Democrats that were progressive and wanted to limit the population of blacks. Initially, their preferred approach was sterilization. Not only of people of color, but so-called imbeciles, people that were disabled or handicapped. And for up to about 1940, it was a popular movement. And many states had laws that forced the sterilization of people. Oh, yeah, they had a court procedure. But it was aimed at blacks. It was aimed at Hispanics. It was aimed at the disabled, the handicapped, the feeble-minded. Now, that was part of the eugenics movement, namely sterilization. Today, the preferred approach to limiting people of color is abortions. And that's not just in the United States. That's across the world. It's the mass killing of human beings, the truly most helpless human beings in any society. And I'm trying to defend, as best I can, those babies that are being killed in the womb every day in every city across these United States. I'm ashamed of that, and it should stop. We need to stop the baby killing. And I put it in such harsh terms because you need to call it exactly what it is. And that's why I urge you to listen to those videos, especially the silent scream, as well as what so-called pro-choices cannot watch from start to finish. I think many of you will change your mind. Not the true believers that think they're right, but those who maybe have not thought about it as clearly as they really should. Now, one criticism is usually get, okay, I hear you're for the baby being born, but what about adoption? I say, yes, what about adoption? There are literally hundreds of thousands of people in the United States that want to adopt children. They can't have children and want to adopt children. I'm all in favor of that. There are other alternatives than killing of babies. In other words, there is definitely alternative to evil. Now, one thing that struck me, and I did run it down, and it's part of the title. I listened to what was described by the head of Planned Parenthood as the tone of the video. And that rang a bell with me. That made a connection with me. Now, this was a documentary that was on television. I remember watching this in 1984, 30 years ago. It was a meeting of very high-ranking Nazis. And remember, Nazis stand for Nationalist Socialist German Workers' Party. Now, I spell that out because many people will say, well, they're just right-wingers. No, they weren't right-wingers. They're very much of the left. They were fighting against the communists, but they are of the left. They're collectivists. They're totalitarians. And what were the Nazis about? Racial cleansing, killing the Jews, as well as the feeble-minded and people that they wanted to eliminate. And they had a meeting at a mansion, and you should listen to that documentary because the tone is beyond chilling. And that's what, on a much smaller level, this luncheon reminded me of. Because the meeting, before the meeting, they were drinking wine, eating food, and then they had a meeting to discuss how they were going to kill Jews across Europe. A very casual conversation, And it resulted from the fact that Hitler, after the United States had declared war, first on Japan, Germany declared war on the United States, and at that point, Hitler decided that the Jews were no longer valuable as hostages, and they must be killed throughout Europe. And he gave the green light to do exactly that. So it might not be the first video for you to listen to, but I urge you, and it's an hour and about 27 minutes, an hour 26, 41. And the people are speaking German, you have subtitles, and you have very famous leaders of the Nazi party there. It's a chilling conversation. Now, this is much worse in terms of the evil, in terms of its scale, because they ultimately, before the end of World War II, killed over 5.5 million Jews, as well as hundreds of thousands of others, mainly Russian prisoners, but other people that dissented from what the Nazi party was doing in Germany. Now, I have to wrap up the show, but I was compelled to give this show. Normally, I don't give a pro-choice, pro-life show, but maybe once a quarter when there's a news event. I broke that rule by having two shows. It deserves your attention. You need to think about it no matter what your position is, because we are talking what is good and evil, and you have to decide for you, in your heart and your soul, whether what is going on in the United States, the mass killing of babies, is it good or evil? I consider it evil. And since Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court decision that allowed this, over 15 million black babies have been killed, more than the German Holocaust. And the blacks willingly go into these clinics and abort their children, as do Hispanics and as do whites. We've had over 50 million people killed, babies being killed in the womb by doctors and nurses and mothers voluntarily agreeing to this procedure. It dwarfs the number of Jews, Russians, dissenters that were killed by the Germans, the Nazis. It is evil, and you need to make that, hopefully, come to that conclusion and oppose it wherever it is practiced. With that, I want to play America the Beautiful, and hopefully a day where America is truly beautiful and babies are not killed in the womb. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.